And now, I'd like to show my love by making for you a Quebec pizza.
What's that?
Pop-Tart with the ketchup. She's good.
Daniel Palmer, San Antonio, Texas.
Hey, Doc, we better back up. We don't have enough road to get up to 88.
Roads? Where we're going, we don't need roads.
Ba-la-la-la.
It's showtime.
This is Old School at the Movies, episode 123 for June 18th, 2015. Old School at the Movies is brought to you by the brand new TrendingTopicsNetwork.com. Check out some great shows like Anything Goes, All Wine Aside, and The Conversation. Welcome back to Old School at the Movies, your one-stop shop for all your movie-related news. I'm your host, Mr. Old School. Before I can get to the panel this week, let's get into the contact information. OldSchoolMovies.net is the site where you can listen, download, and subscribe to the podcast. You want to get in touch with us directly? Don't be shy. OldSchoolMovies2 at gmail.com. You can tweet us at OldMovies.net. That's OldMovies, D-O-T-net, hashtag O-S-A-T-M. So let's get into the panel this week, starting off with our Iron Man. Jeez, I lost count. What is it, like 190? Heavy set.
I have done the math. We are at episode as the Iron Man. That's just as the Iron Man, 99.
Wow. Oh, there we go. Next one's 100 episodes. That's nuts, man.
I had to go back like 10 episodes of the last time you actually mentioned it and actually knew the number.
I was actually checking our back catalog. I think you joined around 8?
Yeah, I joined early, but then there was 2 weeks where my laptop at the time wasn't working and I wasn't on the show. But since then, I've been on.
We've got Carp.
Howdy, folks.
And we've got Kebbo Trek.
Yep.
Yep, let's get into the news for this week.
I'm Bruce Nolan for Eyewitness News. Back to you, fuckers.
All right, so I guess I was a little incorrect in my prediction. And before we get into the numbers and all that, we're going to start, get right into it, heavy set. Jurassic World Rex box office, double the original weekend estimate mentioned by some of the movie sites. Jurassic World is now coming in at a reported $204.6 million for its opening weekend, the second biggest of all time, taking an express pass by this May's Avengers, Age of Ultron, which made $191.2 million. And almost catching Marvel's The Avengers, which made $207.4 million. Heavy set, we assumed, I think the highest was Will that came in at 100. And I was saying, oh, you're way out. You don't know what you're talking about. It's going to make like 75. So it blew all of us out of the water. And really, the hype for this movie surprised even the most well-minded critics. So Heavy, what happened here? How the hell did this thing make $200 million over the weekend?
I'm thinking it's one of two things. It's or both of them combined. It's the fact that it is very much a nostalgia title. We don't have many titles that have like as much nostalgia as Jurassic Park did. I remember when that came out, I mentioned it before, that was totally marketed to kids and all that. But at the same time, it's kind of an adult movie. So you'll have different generations wanting to go see this brand new sequel, all the buzz with Chris Pratt. And it made me think of one thing, like, okay, this made a big splash right now. What are we going to see when the new Star Wars comes out? Because it has kind of the same thing. Granted, the prequel movies didn't do great, but the buzz around this movie is like it's going to actually go back to the roots of the movie. So you'll have a lot of the diehards wanting to go. The kids, definitely, Star Wars has always been marketed to kids. I'm questioning whether it can break it.
You don't know, man. You never know. I mean,
you could just think it'll do $60 million for the weekend. Just yeah.
here's the thing about that. The box office has been so surprising. It just, you can't predict what's going to happen, especially now with Avengers and this. Like, who knows? Really, the possibilities are endless. Kebbo Trek, you weren't here last week. Are you surprised by this number as well?
I definitely had it making $200 million, so I'm not
sure. Shut the fuck up.
Well, first of all, from what I'm reading, it actually does have the highest opening weekend above the original Avengers.
Yeah, the
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too.
The article like
208.
Yeah, the article that came out yesterday says Universal is now reporting at 208.8, which is past Avengers 207.4.
Holy shit.
Yeah, I mean, I figured it at around 75 to 80 million. So, like, I'm beyond stunned. Like, I don't think any of us could have predicted anything close to this. And, like, they were saying a bunch of the records they had, like, the, you know, biggest opening weekend. It's the biggest, like, foreign opening weekend. It's the biggest June. Well, I guess it all kind of adds up after a while. But I don't know. I'm trying to figure why this did so well. And maybe there is a nostalgia factor. One of the reason I think maybe is that it's unique. Like, I know it's not unique in that it's a sequel, but, you know, in an era of comic book movies and animated movies, you don't really see a lot about dinosaurs. And like the first film, I think there's still that, like, kind of like that wonder about the movie. And it's like kind of like the first one when you hear that music and it's like, oh shit. And, you know, whatever, 20 years later, the technology's a lot better. So you're going to get more dinosaurs and all that. But with that being said, I'm shocked that it made so much.
Well, I mean, I went the Saturday night, which is rare for me. I usually do the opening night. And the Saturday night, it was almost sold out. Like, I had to sit three rows back because I went 5 minutes before the commercials figuring there's nobody going to be there. And there was so many kids and there was like older adults and everything too. So I was surprised. Unfortunately, some children don't know how to shut the fuck up during a movie. And I like had to turn around.
Amen.
And be like, a few times. But I mean, yeah, this movie is just killing it. So
do we give any credit to Chris Pratt or is it all?
Yeah, look, Chris Pratt definitely helps. I mean, look, he's huge with Lego Movie and Guardians right now. He's the hot shit in Hollywood right now. That's it. He definitely added to it. So
I'm flabbergasted that it made more than the Avengers in the opening week. Like that big event movie.
Yeah,
I'm one thing that I'm questioning though. Do we really want to count it as a sequel? This to me, it felt like what it sounds like we're getting with the all female reboot of Ghostbusters. We're like, well, all the past events still like matter. They still happen, but we're creating this something new in the modern age with this kind of stuff. Like they made like some references. Like I'm not the greatest at it, but I know that they did make some references. But to me, it felt like we're rebooting it, but it's like it's like a sequel and it's not at the same time.
To me, it's they more or less disregarded to Lost World and 3.
Yes, very much.
And then they just kind of made the sequel.
But now, like, I'm curious if Star Wars will beat it, and I'm not sure it will. Like,
I mean, it's lucky that it's coming out of the time of the year that it is. It has a much bigger trailer hype, I'll call it, of when the first trailers for each of them came out. I don't remember there being much buzz for Jurassic World, but fucking Star Wars, like, oh my god, George, you see Han Solo and Chewie at the end? Oh my god, it's gonna be awesome!
All right, heavy set, what do you got for us this week?
Well, how about we talk about the fact that it was announced by Anna Kendrick that they are coming out with Pitch Perfect 3, and it's officially a go now.
Yeah, I guess the most obvious fucking headline in the history of movies with that very successful first week, it's very surprising. I think it's almost at 170, 180 million already, and I'm sure that budget couldn't have topped more than 20, 30 million, so extremely successful for the studio, and I think they're just going to go with the ball running with this. If it keeps making money, they're going to keep making them. They're easy to do. The cast is gung-ho. Kendrick's definitely a draw. People just love these fucking musical singing competition movies. It's definitely a smart formula, working well, and you know, I'm happy for Kendrick. I'm happy for the studio that they found something. Not really my thing, but hey, man, if it makes, they're gonna do it.
Yeah, it's kind of like along the lines of High School Musical and Glee and all that. Like those are draws for a lot of people. I mean, not me personally, but there's people out there that absolutely love them. So this is just another version of it. So hey, if they're gonna make it, fine. I hope to get it in the movie draft again next year or whenever.
Yes,
no, I don't know. I think the release date is summer of 2017.
And I think it's smart to space it out too. because you don't want to oversaturate it. But I think you're right. You're talking about a High School Musical and stuff. Those properties are long gone now, so this has kind of taken over that popularity. So why not? If there's definitely a market for it. All right, Carp, what do you got for us this week?
This week from Latino Review, Mike Myers is back in Halloween Returns. Dimension Films.
Oh, shit.
Yep. Dimension Films and Trankis International Films announced today that production will start in July on a highly anticipated thriller, Halloween Returns, which follows notorious killer Mike Myers. Marcus Dunstan and Patrick Melton, the writers behind a number of the Saw films, have written the scripts, which is a terrifying new installment of the classic franchise originated by John Carpenter. Dunstan will also direct the films. Last time we saw Mike Myers was in Halloween, the Rob Zombie Halloween reboots, Halloween in 07 and then Halloween 2 in 09. I'm looking forward to it. It's been way too long since one of the big three has been on the screen, so I'm waiting for this.
So you're saying, you're saying the 6-year gap is too long.
Too long for a slasher flick, for sure.
I mean, we've seen a lot of these remakes actually make a decent amount of coin, so, and the budgets are normally pretty low, even like the practical effects. You're not paying big actors and you know, you're not spending a lot on budgets in terms of special effects and stuff like that. So, and he's got the notoriety, you got the name. Mike Myers is still, I'm sure, you know, extremely popular. So I can't see this not doing well.
I mean, the reboot in 07, it was on a budget of 15. Opening weekend was 30. And the gross after 3 months in the U.S. alone was 58.
Yeah, so you know, you run this at a $20 million budget, makes 80, 90 million, and a nice chunk of change for the studio.
Exactly.
Panel, you want to comment?
I mean, I'm really happy to see another Mike Myers movie. I mean, his career hasn't been done well since the Love Goo. Oh, wrong Mike Myers. I'm
Pop Tart with the ketchup.
It's good. I think, like, I'm kind of excited for this, but I did love Rob Zombie's versions, so I'm curious to see where this is going to go, because I felt like it kind of revived Halloween a little bit, so I'm hesitant, but seeing how this will probably be a nice Halloween movie, no pun intended, we all know that it's like one of the worst times of year for movies, so it's going to be, well, it's this or nothing, so I might go see this.
All right, let's get into the movie review of the week. Jurassic Park. Who has seen it?
Jurassic World, you mean?
Right.
Yeah.
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 I have. I don't know if anybody else has.
I think Heavy's seen it as well. Carp, let's get your review.
I was really impressed. It's definitely a lot better than Lost World and 3. Still, to me, not as good as the original, but, I mean, the original was so, like, mind-blowing for what it was at the time. I went on a Saturday night, and it was packed with kids. Unfortunately, some kids don't know how to shut the fuck up during a movie. So that... yeah. Took away a little bit from the experience. So initially my rating was a lot lower, and I'll give my rating at the end. But Chris Pratt does a really good job. Even Bryce Dallas Howard as the chief operations officer, let's say, and all shit starts happening, she actually does a good job. Along even with the two kids actors, I didn't want to like them to die as badly as I mean, you always want to see a kid maybe get taken out in a movie, but like I didn't feel like they had to be taken out that quickly. I was able to make a joke at one point where there's a big guy and a couple other guys go into a cage. I'm like, watch this, fat guy's going to die first. The new dinosaur was pretty cool. Bringing back the T-Rex and the Raptors was cool. Training the Raptors was a little over-the-top-ish to me, but, I mean, it's Chris Pratt, so he sold it well. Definitely check this out. 3D was okay. For me, in the end, it's an 8 out of 10. Originally, I gave it a 6, but that's because of the stupid children behind me who wouldn't shut up.
Well, that's not really the fault of studio for that.
No. And my suggestion to any parents out there, if you have children, please do not bring them to a PG-13 movie with dinosaurs eating people on a Saturday night at 10 p.m.
Yeah, I mean, you'd figure they'd take them during the day show. I think that's stupid. Because, yeah. I mean, the clientele that's going to go there is going to be more adult-oriented, maybe teens, but at least... they will shut up for the most part, so you don't got little punks kicking the back of your seat, too. One thing I'd recommend, Carp, I don't know if you've been to this one before, but it's a VIP cinema, and they actually have an 18 and over requirement.
Yeah, well, I mean, I haven't gone to it yet, because I've never really thought about it. Like our buddy Watson said, It's more of a once every quarter date night thing where you spend way more money at a movie than you should. So.
Yeah. Heavy set. I know you were very excited for this movie. Let's get your review.
I do get a preface this with the story. Only because if I see a movie on the road, there's a weird way that I had to go see it. I got my company. I can't blame the company. Just my luck. I got fucked. I delivered on a Saturday afternoon someplace. I got there Friday night. But by the time I got out of there and everything, it was like in the afternoon. Well, I told my company, I'm like, I don't think I'm going to make the next appointment like I'm supposed to because of just how long I was at this last customer. They're like, oh, no, go. It's fine. I go there. Place is closed for the weekend. I'm like, okay. Fuck. I go down. I happen to pay attention to where I was, around, like things that were around me. There was a couple abandoned businesses, that restaurants in particular, that I was able to park in their parking lot. I also noticed right down the road there was a movie theater. And I was like, well, I'm going to go see Jurassic World. And that's what I ended up doing. I was willing to see this, however, because I was in North Carolina, of all places, and that place is fucking hot. I get there right around 8 o'clock showing. That's when 3D was. Sold out.
Wow.
And I was like, oh, shit. I'm like, is the 9:30 2D showing sold out? Because I'm figured, fuck, 3D is sold out. 2D's got to be sold out by now. And they're like, no, you can still get tickets. And I got tickets. And I waited around. I have not had a chance to go back and rewatch the originals. Obviously, number one always ranks high. And I think it's kind of like what Carp said. You're not going to be able to top that. It's very similar to Ghostbusters for me. I don't care. They could come out with a great sequel to that movie. The first one is still going to be by far, hands down, the best. But this is kind of the sequel that we wanted after all these years. Couple, like, maybe minor complaints and this and that. Like, I got a friend who loves Jurassic Park. I mean, he's a Jurassic Park mark. Been excited, like, marking out for this. And he completely shit on it. But I still think this was a very good movie. The beginning even got me with the John Williams theme, because he came up with the original, if I'm correct.
I believe you are quite right. I'm just going to check it real quick.
But, like, I mean, just that, seeing the park, like, I mean, that brought me back to when I first seen the movie. And I'm hoping this is kind of a revival. Some of my friends' complaints, I know, was like, oh, they didn't spend that much time on the park and all this, and they did too much CGI and not enough robots, and that's what made the original so good. I mean, I agree with that to a point, but we're obviously going to get a sequel, so I'm curious to what they're going to do with that. My rating for this is a must-see in the theater. I'm going to agree with Carp and say 8 out of 10.
Awesome. All right, thanks, guys. Let's get into the weekend box office. Break it down. Carp, why don't you break down the weekend box office for this week?
So in first place, to nobody's surprise, but with the final number, would be Jurassic World, pulling in $208.8 million, with an additional $315 million foreign, for a total of $549 million opening weekend for the prequel to Jurassic Park, but the sequel to Jurassic Park, but the prequel to Lost World in Jurassic Park 3. I guess pretty much everybody went to see it, since the theater average was close to 50,000 per cinema showing in North America.
Wow.
Yeah. In second place, with a 46% drop, would be Spy, pulling an additional 15.6 for a total of 56.5. Wow. Melissa McCarthy still makes money, man. I don't know why. When I originally saw this trailer...
Hold on. Here's why. When I was waiting in line for Jurassic World, I actually heard some people talk about it. Granted, I was in North Carolina, so they have an accent, and they're kind of sound dumb. That's the audience that you look for. It's that watered down, dumb humor people. Why was Larry the Cable Guy such a huge hit? Because of the audience that wouldn't go see Spy.
Because America.
Apparently, the Rotten Tomato rating for this is quite high, though.
I had seen that too, and I kind of questioned. I'm like, do I need to go see this? But it just, I've seen a lot of her movies because my ex was a fan of hers, but I mean, they were all kind of the same. She was kind of typecast, at least in my mind, as the female Zach Galifianakis.
But dude, 95% on the tomato meter.
Yeah. What's the audience meter though?
85. Yeah. I mean, that's the thing. And I was watching Jimmy Fallon. He was doing an interview with her. An interview with Statham. Yeah, and apparently Statham has bits in the movie where he's talking about how tough he is. And just random fucking shit. 5 minutes of like, my right arm got detached in a war and I attached the back of my left arm. And I jumped 500 feet and broke my back and walked and shit like that. I'm not doing it justice. But apparently there's all kinds of like funny shit and the trailers do not do it justice. So because it is high rating, as painful as it is for me to admit this, I'm actually curious about this movie and I might be doing a Cheapy Tuesday.
When I originally saw the trailer at the beginning, British action star. Jude Law.
Yeah.
So in the opening of the trailer, Jude Law is like interviewing another terrorist or whatever, sneezes and shoots the guy. Right there, I was sold, and then they showed Melissa McCarthy, so that unsold me on the movie. So I don't know, maybe it's actually super funny. Surprisingly, it's 2 hours, though, which makes no that's ridiculously long for a comedy.
I don't know, man. I'm just a lot of Melissa McCarthy hate on this show, and I'm one of those bandwagon jumpers on that hate train. But that high number is kind of forcing me to give a second look at this movie. So I don't know. I think I'm going to check it out.
So in third place, San Andreas, with an additional 10.8 for a total of $119 million, which is pretty good yet again for another Rock movie. Fourth place, we have Insidious Chapter 3, $7.3 million for a two-week total of $37.3 million on what I can't imagine is a budget more than 20. Fifth place, still doing quite well, would be Pitch Perfect 2 for an additional $6.3 million for a total of $171.1 million. Sixth place, we have The Entourage movie, $4.1 million for a total of $25, which is about the budget, I believe. So I'm assuming the studio is going to be happy in the end, but however, we're probably not going to see a sequel in any way.
Yeah, no sequel either. And keep in mind, you got to remember those numbers. You have to double the amount of the budget to make your money back. So at the end of the day, it's going to make it back with DVD and all the rights and stuff, but I'm sure they're not happy with the number.
Seventh place, we have Mad Max Fury Road, $4 million additional for a total of $138. It's an additional $195 foreign for a total of $334. I believe the studios have said they are going to make the Tom Hardy Mad Max trilogy in the end anyways. So for those who haven't seen it, you should really go check it out. It's a balls-to-the-wall action flick. Eighth place, still in the top 10 after 7 weeks, we have Avengers Age of Ultron for $3.6 million for a total of $444.7 million on the domestic with an additional $910 foreign for a total of $1.3 billion. Ninth place, we have the epic fail by Disney called Tomorrowland, the John Carter of 2015, as most are saying, for $3.4 million for a total of $83 on a $190 million budget. And in 10th place, we have a movie called Love and Mercy, $1.6 million for a total of $4.6. It looks like it's a music drama. So I guess if you liked Whiplash, you'll probably like Love and Mercy. And that will do it for the top 10 of this week.
Thank you very much, Carb. Coming out this week, we've got a couple. First one is going to be the only way I'm going to win this draft. So everybody go see it. It's called Inside Out.
So, Riley, how was the first day of school?
Fine, I guess.
Did you guys pick up on that?
Sure did.
Something's wrong.
Signal the husband.
Uh-oh. Looking at us. What did she say?
Oh, sorry, sir. No one was listening.
Is it garbage night? We left the toilet seat up. What is it, woman? What?
I'm joy. This is sadness. That's anger.
What?
This is disgust. And that's fear. We're Riley's emotions. Yay! These are Riley's memories. They're mostly happy, you'll notice, not to brag.
I wanted to maybe hold one.
What happened?
She did something to the memory.
Is everything okay?
I don't know.
Take it back, Joy.
I'm trying. Joy, no.
Let's
wait.
Go.
The core memories.
No.
Can I say that curse word now?
What do we do now?
Nothing's working. Why isn't it working?
major problem.
Oh, I wish Joy was here.
We can fix this. We just have to get back to headquarters.
That's long-term memory. You could get lost in there.
Think positive.
Okay. I'm positive you will get lost in there.
What was that? Was it a bear?
There are no bears in San Francisco.
I saw a really hairy guy. He looked like a bear.
This place is huge.
Imagination Land?
No way. Dream Productions?
Rainbow Unicorn.
She's right there.
I loved you in Fairy Dream Adventure Part 7. Okay, bye. I love you.
You can't focus on what's going wrong. There's always a way to turn things around.
It's Brock Lee.
Congratulations, San Francisco. You've ruined pizza.
This second trailer was extremely effective. As a person who wasn't too sure, had a brief idea of what the story was, this will sell kids if they see it. The one concern for me is that I don't know if this was well marketed, because I don't think a lot of people know about this movie. I think if they do a good marketing blitz this week, then it will do well. I mean, it's got all the heavy hitters. It's a Disney Pixar movie. And it's got Lewis Black and Amy Poehler, which... from what I saw in the quick clip, it does seem pretty funny. It's not my type of movie, so I'm not really going to see it. But I hope everybody goes to see it who's a fan of these types of animated movies. I know, Heavyset, you are. So is this on your list?
When I first seen the trailer for it, oh, fuck, yes. Two of my favorite actors out there. One's an actor, one's a comedian. Lewis Black, hands down, I love him. And the fact that they cast him as Anger, I wouldn't be surprised if they wrote the role for him. And the second one is Bill Hader. I love Bill Hader. I love his voice work or his impressions that he used to do on SNL. So I think this is going to be a hit. I mean, is it going? I don't know if it's going to do Jurassic World numbers, but yeah. I think it's going to have a very good weekend, at least top three.
Yeah, I think it's gonna be the top. I think it's gonna be Jurassic World. Not by much, but I think it will, especially if the audience will split. I think they'll go for the animated movie. And I might be a bit biased in saying that. Kebo Trek, let's get your thoughts.
Well, you know me and animated movies, so...
Yep, okay. Carp, your name?
Maybe when my nephew's in town, so at least I can bring a kid and not look like a creeper.
The fucking pedo. Yeah, the 2 p.m. pedo screening.
Yeah, but I highly doubt it's going to be Jurassic World in Jurassic World's second week. It will come close, though, I think.
Okay, let's save the numbers for a little bit in our movie draft segment. We have one more movie coming out this week. It's called The Dope. Let's play the trailer, get our thoughts.
Hey. You go to high school in Inglewood. You think you're going to get into Harvard?
I'm from a poor, crime-filled neighborhood, raised by a single mother, don't know my dad, blah, blah.
It's cliche.
Allow me to introduce myself. My name is Malcolm Adekambi. I'm a straight-A student with nearly perfect SAT scores.
You probably got like one of them photogenic brains.
You mean photographic memory?
What'd I just say?
I mean, yeah, you said it. Yeah, reiterating. I play in a punk band with my friends, and I'm a 90s hip-hop geek.
You gonna say something or just stare at me?
A bad day for most geeks would be being the butt of jokes.
Some brother really needs to invent an app like Waze to avoid all these hood traps.
It is time we started expanding our horizons.
We're not going to a drug dealer's birthday party. But when you live in the bottoms...
Well, I'll go if you go.
A bad day could look like this. We were dancing, man.
If I let this slide, we got what they call a slippery slope. You know what a slippery slope is?
Do it got anything to do with skiing?
Shut your ass down.
Don't make swap. Do you have what I left in the backpack?
Did he actually say I'll kill you and your friends if you don't get rid of these drugs, or just you? Don't act like you weren't curious, too.
Hey, all we gotta do is find the white people. Go to Coachella, Lollapalooza.
We don't know nothing about drugs. You do. We need to know if you're gonna help us. Okay. Nobody's gonna suspect a thing. We're just geeks doing what geeks do.
I don't want to go to jail. I want to go to college.
Ah, slippery slope.
Exactly.
Can you play with me, my little boy from the hood?
Hey, wait.
I am the authority in keeping a proper brother to whole ratio. So unless you got some boobies.
What? Like, boys don't cry.
Remember we were saying that?
I remember that.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is Malcolm Adekambi.
Can you dig it?
You can call me N-word, and I can't say it.
Technically, you shouldn't be able to say the word. Why can you
use
it?
Okay, because I'm 14% African. Ancestry.com.
Look, just say the damn word. You're my...
It was a reflex.
Curiosity factor for me, kind of fish out of water. A geeky African-American in the hood is forced to sell drugs because of an incident involving a girlfriend of one of the drug dealers. I mean, it seems like a fun movie. It's more of a Netflix for me, but that's probably as far as I'm going to go with it. Every set, Yerne.
This is a yay for me. I think I'm going to probably go see it 20 times, and I suggest everybody else out there to see it as many times as you can. I'm not biased at all.
But yeah, it's not on your list.
And I actually think this is going to do really well in urban areas. I think this is going to be the summer Tyler Perry movie, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, here's the it's a saturated market this week, so that's why I think it's going to fall short, in my opinion. But we'll save that for the number segment.
I'll say top five next week.
All right. Kebo Trek, your name.
Not my type of movie, nay.
Surprise in there. Yeah, shocker there. Carp, your name.
Unlike racist Kevo Trek, I would definitely check this out on Netflix. Unfortunately, we're not getting a wide release here in Montreal because probably ignorant Frenchmen. But yeah, probably
you Netflix. Fucking hate French people. Why do you live here? Seriously. You fucking bash the French so much.
This kind of looks similar to one I saw at Fantasia a couple of years ago called High School. Super funny stoner comedy. And when the kid mentions that they're going to sell drugs to white kids at Coachella, that was actually pretty funny. So I would most likely, when this comes out on Netflix, I'll be checking this out. So.
Yeah, I'm in that boat. All right, DVDs for this week.
DVD release.
Out this week, we got Chappie. And apart from Will, that biased idiot who hasn't seen the movie shitting on it, I actually enjoyed it. And my favorite part is when Chappie goes all fucking gangster and starts stabbing people, jacking cars, and swearing at everybody. But it's a feel-good movie. If you like Short Circuit, definitely. And District 9, definitely check it out. Yes, the rapper crazy white guys get a bit annoying, but they're tolerable. Definitely a rent or stream or whatever. Check it out. Run All Night is out as well. Carp, I know you were a yay for this, correct?
I did go see it. I did enjoy it for what it was. If you take it for what it is, you'll like it. And that's pretty much all I can say.
Yeah, we got a couple of good ones this week. Lazarus Effect, too. You were pretty high on that, too.
Yeah, it was something new and original. I really enjoyed it. It had a good ending, too. Like it had a slightly unexpected ending.
Unfinished Business is out this week. I'm actually surprised it took that long because I think it lasted about a week in the theaters. It made like $8. This is the Vince Vaughn business trip kind of movie. And from what I remember, this wasn't well reviewed by you.
Don't you mean it's every Vince Vaughn movie?
Yeah, seriously. Carp?
No, I never saw this one.
I think somebody saw. Who saw it?
Maybe as well. Yeah.
Wasn't me.
Okay, Shaggy. And that's it for this week. Yeah, but you got three contenders this week. Feel Good Movie, Fish Out of Water, Chappie, Run All Night for your action movies. And if you like thriller, horror, zombie kind of thing, Lazarus Effect. All right, let's get into the movie draft results for this week.
Hello. Good morning.
Let's go. Let's go.
Hello. Yeah. Come on. Good morning. Hello.
Due to the surprising results for Jurassic Park, our totals have shifted somewhat. Carb is still in the lead with $490.8 million, but Andre has now jumped to second place with $343 million. I'm in third with $221. Heavyset, fourth place with $170. And Kebo Trek in fifth with $152. Playing the home game is Mop Jockey, and if we include him in our totals, he's actually in second place. Top Gross versus Price is still Heavy Sets. Pitch Perfect 2, which now has the actual lead for the highest most value ever on our movie drafts, generating $17 million per dollar spent. Number two, San Andreas with $9.9 million. Carps, $7.6 million per dollar spent for Poltergeist. My Tomorrowland, $6.4 million. And Carps Avengers. So Carps actually, Carp and I are two of the top five. And then Heavy Set with his blow away victory there. Coming out this week is Inside Out, which I've paid $21 for. And I'm predicting an opening of $90 million. I'm predicting Inside Out makes $90 million. Heavy Set, what's your number?
For Inside Out?
Yes, sir.
I'm going to go 80.
Kebbo?
I'm looking at high 60s, maybe like 67, 68.
Carp?
I'm going to say mid-70s, around 75.
Yeah, I think you might be right on that. Maybe a little too optimistic, but you know what? It's been a little while since we had an animated movie, so I think it's going to do well. Even with the Jurassic Park market, I think the kids will lean to Inside Out, but time will tell. I was wrong last week. Also out this week is Heavy's Dope, which he paid $5 for. What are you predicting for this week, Heavy?
$200 million. No.
yeah.
I think a good 40.
40? Are you fucking insane?
No.
Okay. Kev?
I'm guessing it's definitely going to be under 10. I'm going to say about 6.
Carp?
Kind of 4.
I'd say 7. I'm going to go middle between you guys. But Heavy said going 4, going balls to the wall. Hey, you never know, man. You know, with this box, unpredictable box office, you never know.
There was a lot of marketing behind this one, and I think there's very much a market for it. I think, like, how well did some of these Tyler Perry movies do? And we were saying, oh, it's going to do 6 or 7, and it comes out like 20 or 30.
Yeah, but even Tyler Perry with his draw wouldn't draw more than 25. You're betting double that.
I'm betting double that because summer months.
Summer loving.
Lowest I would go would be 30.
You're fucking nuts. Anyways, we'll time will tell. We'll talk. You know, you got your red book this week. We'll look into the future, back into the past last week to see if you were right. All right, let's get to the feedback for this week.
You never go ass to mouth.
You've never gone ass to mouth.
You never go ass to mouth.
I've never gone ass to mouth.
Little low on the feedback this week. I'm kind of surprised. Only some double A tweets, Carp.
Yeah, every tweet is from double A this week. We start with Identity Theft with Heavy Set's favorite actress, Melissa McCarthy. What's funnier? I think he says, which is funnier than I thought. But he wrote, what's funnier than I thought it was going to be? # OSATM, excited for GB3. Then we have double A again. Is it okay to have a man crush on Chris Pratt? Because I think I have one after watching Jurassic World.
Yeah, he's getting a little nervous when he's typing there.
Yeah, he was thinking of, he's probably, you know, man crushing on Chris Pratt when he was typing. So
maybe he was spank banking him.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, Chris Pratt is married to Anna Faris, so he's going to have to go through her first. And then the final one on the Twitter would be, my favorite line in Jurassic World has to be when the nerd was trying to be a stud and the girl told him that she has a boyfriend.
Any thoughts?
It was amusing, that part. It kind of felt like it was going to happen. The Jake Johnson's character, I know on interviews, he was like, I'm the new Sam Jackson. And I watch him, I'm like, you're not the new Sam Jackson's character in this movie. What I found funny, though, is they had B.D. Wong from the first one in this one as well.
Awesome. Hey, guys, don't forget about us. # OSATM. I think everybody's taking a week off for vacation. All right, let's get our plugs and final thoughts. Heavy Set.
I think everybody should go to trendingtopicsnetwork.com, check out some great shows there, and oldschoolmovies.net, because there's going to be an episode coming out within the next couple weeks. I think it's going to be episode 125 that a certain Iron Man is going to hit number 100. So you're definitely going to want to check that out. So, mother.
That's fucking crazy. 100 episodes in a row, man. Talk about loyalty, and we appreciate it. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you.
Carp, what do you got for plugs? StableWars.com.
StableWars.com, where Mr. Old School ended in the bottom one percentile of the Money in the Bank pay-per-view.
Every single match but one wrong.
This week, there is the new season of TNA Stable Wars starting up. And in the next 2 weeks, we should be starting the next WWE Stable Wars season. as well. I've been promoting it the last few weeks, and this is the last week that you can donate. Hashtag Save Nukem High. Get your ass on Kickstarter. If you love if you love independent movies and feel like you should support them, get on Kickstarter. A $50 donation gets you the Blu-ray and a thank you from Lloyd Kaufman himself.
A fun fact, TNA Stable Wars has more members than actual viewers on Destination America. Kembo Trek, final thoughts and plugs.
I think we know where this is going.
No, but seriously, you have the entire, you've had 2 weeks to prepare a thought. Like just anything.
Anything, eh?
Do you literally do nothing? Do you just sit here and wait for the next episode to air and sit
much.
At your desk and do nothing?
Hey, the boy is a simpleton.
And you know what? If you want to watch a good show, watch Game of Thrones.
There you go. That's something. It's trying to work with me here, Kev. Come on. All right, so for Heavy Set, Kebbo, Trek, and Carp, this is Old School. Thank you very much for listening.
From the studio that single-handedly stopped Disney from making more terrible sequels to The Emperor's New Groove comes the animated classic that forced every 2D animator to learn how to use a computer or to get a new job. Toy Story. Revisit the film that inspired an epic run of original Pixar movies that were so good, we all gave them a pass for Cars 2. And get ready for the classic children's film that's all about jealousy, broken dreams, and the existential dread that you will one day outlive your purpose and be replaced by someone newer and better. You know, classic Pixar stuff. Return to a simpler time when kids only had toys and their imaginations to play with.
Sheriff Woody, I'm here to stop you, One-Eyed Bart!
For a movie that would be all about a boy and his iPad if it came out today, and witness the first ever fully computer animated feature that looks pretty good considering it came out the same year as Windows 95.
Point the mouse at the start button, bottom left, and click.
Oh, look, Maddie, I'm computing.
Watch as these toys come to life in a secret society that's just as boring and unfun as our own.
Tuesday night's plastic corrosion awareness meeting was, I think, a big success.
That humans really should have noticed by now.
Buzz, the monkeys aren't working! Buzz, is that you? Here, catch this!
Seriously, they're not even trying to be discreet. I mean, he just passed like 100 houses. Someone would have seen him. Meet Woody, a neurotic, mean, egotistical control freak.
You stay away from Andy.
Oh, shut up. Give me that.
Shut up! Just shut up, you idiot!
A moving buddy. You don't have one? Get one!
When the much cooler toy Buzz Lightyear appears, he'll attempt to murder him in a jealous rage, kicking off a grand adventure of friendship between the sad, strange little man.
You are a sad, strange little man.
And a delusional Taiwanese spaceman who shoots first and asks questions later.
I've set my laser from stun to kill.
Ah, great, great. Yeah, and if anyone attacks us, we can blink them to death.
Okay, is it just me or he sounds like Devil Vamp? Devil Vamp is Woody.
It's funny because he's trying to kill him. Thrill as they escape the clutches of Sid, the only person who's ever successfully used a claw machine twice. A creepily rendered young boy, which 90s computers clearly weren't ready for. Cringe as this child villain, whose biggest crimes are tinkering with toys he didn't know were alive, and acting up to get the attention of his drunk dad, is taught a lesson so cruel it will undoubtedly scar him for life.
We toys can see everything.
So play nice.
Dude, that's messed up. So get ready to go to infinity and beyond with the animated classic you'll end up watching countless more times with your own kids one day, causing you to bring up existential questions you can't help but ask, like, can toys die? Are toys born? When do they become sentient? Can they have kids? Do sex toys count? Do all toys initially have the same mental and philosophical breakdown as Buzz? If Buzz has knowledge of being in space, why doesn't Woody have knowledge of his Roundup gang he meets later in Part 2? Which toys can talk and which ones can't? Sid's toys can't, but the binoculars can, and he doesn't even have a mouth. Does Andy's mom realize it's super illegal to have a baby ride in the front seat? I mean, everybody knows that. Where's Andy's dad in all of this? He's got a 1-year-old, so he must have been around recently. Did he run out on him? Did he die? Is Andy so attached to Woody because that's the last thing his dad gave him before he disappeared? Oh, God. This is getting intense. Quick, play the Randy Newman song. Hurry.
The song from
Toy Story. The song from Toy Story. It's a story about some toys that come to life for a little boy. Blah, 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 yada, yada, toy. It's the song from Toy Story. You're watching Toy Story. And that's a wrap. Man, this job is easy. Hey, everybody. Who wants to melt down some gold records and Grammys and go for tacos? My treat. I still love LA.
Starring Vin Diesel, Inconceivable Rex, Choking Hazards, Green Minions, Sid Vicious, a Bo Peep lamp? How is that a toy? Long Dog Silver, John Hamm, Nanny from Muppet Babies, Toy Hanks, and Toy Story. Yeah, that's pretty much what it is.
What's next, Greg? A movie about bugs? Okay, here we go. It's a bug. Tiny bug. I like bugs. Oh, I think this could use a tuning.